Okay, plug your ears if necessary, but I'm going to sing. And I want to know if you know this song. Take me home, country roads, to a place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. And who sang it? John Denver! I grew up in Richfield, Minnesota, the son of Gerald Joseph Patrick McGraw, Irish Catholic father, and he loved John Denver. He loved John Denver. We had John Denver on vinyl that we played on great big huge, remember those stereo consoles? He had John Denver on 8-track cassettes. Remember those? You'd put that huge thing, vonk, into a machine and it played John Denver. We listened to John Denver in his truck. He would load it in there. We would hit the road. We'd go up to our old family cabin, and the whole way we'd hear John Denver for hours on end. We'd get up to the cabin. He had an 8-track cassette player in the garage at the cabin where he would put in his 8-track cassette plates. I know the words to every single John Denver song ever written, I think, including, who knows this one? It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy tick. Remember that one? That was a great one, too. I think it was an obscure one. We listened to John Denver over and over and over again. And I think those words of that song, take me home, country roads, if you just pause for a moment in your heart and say the word to yourself, home, home. There isn't a more beloved, nostalgic, lovely word in the English language. And I think sometimes home may be a place, but I think home might be a person, like someone that you are with that you always feel like you are just good enough exactly as you are. Someone that makes you feel loved exactly as you are. That's home. Some of you have beloved pets. When you have a dog that crawls up into your lap and starts to snuggle, it's home. We were with one of our sons last night, and he was covered in cat scratches from his girlfriend's cat. And I said, Eli, what's with all the scratches? And he goes, oh, he's so hard to get his love, but then once he snuggles in your lap, and he slept on me after that. I'm like, well, that's nice, I guess. But home can be a person or a place or just a feeling that you get when you're somewhere. A favorite spot where the troubles of the world seem to melt away and you feel like you're wrapped in a warm blanket and you know everything's going to be okay. Maya Angelou wrote of home, "The ache for home lives in all of us, the safe place where we can go as we are and not be questioned. Home is not necessarily where you are from, but it's where you belong." We seem to intuitively know where we belong. Where do you feel safe? Where do you feel loved? Where do you know that you're perfect exactly as you are? Like homing pigeons, we seem to have this intuitive need to return to wherever that place may be. And sometimes that place changes, but to return to that feeling of peace and love and warmth, where you know that everything's going to be all right. For our family, multi-generations of Irish Catholic McGraws, it was walking around Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis. We've always had a saying, when you walk around Lake Harriet, all your problems seem to dissolve. And they do. It's like you're out in God's creation, you're out in nature, you're breathing in the fresh air. Whatever it is that seems to bother you always seems to just feel more manageable. On Christmas Eve, here and in Minneapolis, we do our Christmas tradition at the last service where we light the candles and we sing Silent Night, Holy Night. And we start the candles and pass them and they go throughout the congregation. And there's that moment when we're all together and we're all singing and we've shared God's peace and love and we are together as a family of God. That is home. That is peace. You know in that moment that no matter what, everything really, truly will be okay. We're home. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus, who even though he was only 12 years old, knew he was at home. And whenever I read that story as a mom, the first thing that always strikes me is, what? Mary and Joseph, it took them a full 24 hours before they noticed that their 12-year-old son was not traveling with them from Jerusalem? How can that even be possible? So they realize it finally one day later, as you heard Pastor Freeman read, and they looked around, he wasn't there, so they turn all the way back around, travel another full day's travels back to Germany to where they had just celebrated the Passover, and they spend 3 days trying to find their son. They left him behind. And it reminds me, one time we left the cabin when we were kids, and I had this beloved poodle, and I had all these food issues at the time, so I'd stick all my food underneath the table. So my poor little miniature poodle weighed like 60 pounds. Poor Angelique. And so but she was so loved. And we're in the car, and all of a sudden I look around, and I'm like, where's Angelique? Like, where is our dog? And my dad throws on the brakes, and I look out the back window, and my poor poodle is running as fast as she possibly can down the dirt road, exiting from her cabin. And I'm like, ah, stop the car! And I jump out, and I ran after her, and I still feel bad to this day that we left her behind because I was her number one fan. And that is exactly what Mary and Joseph did. They turn around, they went back for Jesus. 3 days later, they find him, and Mary reacts like any mom would. She says, quote, child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. And Jesus, 12 years old, is sitting in the temple of all places with the rabbis, studying the law, studying about God, asking questions in conversations. And Jesus, in all of his 12-year-oldness, looks up and says, why were you searching for me? Did you not know I would be in my Father's house? At 12 years old, Jesus knew where his home was. He was home. He was with God. The ache for home lives in all of us, the safe place where we can go as we are and not be questioned. Home is not where you are from, it is where you belong. I loved the Advent calendar this year. I don't know if you had a chance to look online at it, but if you haven't, go online and look up December 22nd's Advent calendar. Pastor Freeman and I both loved this one. It's December 22nd, and we hear the story read every Christmas by radio legend Paul Harvey. And it goes like this. It's called The Christmas Birds and accompanied by a beautiful, beautiful music and drawings. It's the story of a farmer who just could not get himself to go to Christmas. He just was not buying into it. He didn't believe that God would send God's son in the form of a babe to save our, in his words, our sorry souls. So he just couldn't go. He didn't want to be a hypocrite. So after his family left for church, this huge winter storm stills up out of nowhere, and Ben, the farmer, looks out at all the birds and realizes they're never going to make it unless he can somehow get them into the barn. So he throws on his coats, he runs outside, and he starts shooing the birds into the warm glow of the barn. He's shooing them, he's trying to get everything he can do to get them into safety because he knows they won't survive the night. But try as he might, the birds can't follow him. And he finally realizes that he's just this big, scary guy who's telling him to do stuff and cajoling him to do stuff, and that they're afraid of him. If only I could be a bird, he thought, someone who could fly with them, understand their fears and their sorrows. If only I could speak their language, and I would say to them, do not be afraid. Trust me. I will bring you safely to the warmth and safety of home. In the distance, he hears the far-off church bells where his family are, and it suddenly sinks in that this is exactly why God came down to us, that God came to us in the form of a babe, that he might know exactly how we feel, exactly what our sorrows are, that he might fear and struggle and not know what's next and be afraid, and that then they would learn to trust his voice because they would know that he gets it, that he understands, that they might follow God's voice to warmth, to safety, to home. The ache for home lives in all of us, the safe place where we can go as we are and not be questioned. Home is not where you are from. It is where you belong. It is the second day of 2022. Doesn't it almost seem surreal? 2022. I just want you to know, in case you don't, that you are beloved exactly as you are, that you are welcome here exactly as you are, that you are beloved here exactly as you are. I want you to know that God created you to be exactly who you are. And before you get going on all the New Year's resolutions and this bright, shiny self that you're going to be 3 months from now, remember that today, right here, you are perfect exactly as you are. You are home, beautiful, beloved children of God. Take me home, country roads, to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home, country roads. You are home. Amen.